Today we begin our study in Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 1, verse 1. And Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Joel, chapter 1, verse 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Now, this is the Lord's message, not Joel's. This is not Joel's book. It has his name, but it is in the Holy Scripture. It is the Lord's message, spoken and written by his instrument, Joel. Verse 2, hear this, you aged men. Give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days, or in the days of your fathers? Something happened that had never happened before. Trouble like never before. Nothing like this has happened in your lifetime, or in your father's lifetime, says God. Verse 3. Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. And so the message in this book isn't just for those that Joel is speaking to at the time. This message is for everyone. We should pay attention to the message in this book today, because the principles are timeless. Verse 4. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. What the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. The country has been devastated by an invasion of locusts, which eat everything green in their sight. Israel must have looked like the surface of Mars by the time these locusts finished what they were doing. You know, that's not unusual. You get a big swarm of locusts come into any place, they will enter a green land, and when they leave, it's like the whole thing has just been torched. Verse 5. He says, awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. The Israelites were a bunch of self-indulgent drunks. Nothing wrong with having a beer. Nothing wrong with having some wine. But there's something wrong when beer and wine has you. And that was the case with the Israelites. They loved material things more than holiness, more than God. So now those things that they love so much will be taken away. No more wine. 6. For a nation has come up against my land, powerful and without number. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. And that nation is a nation of locusts, destroying creatures. God allowed locusts to come and destroy his country. And it was his country. It is his country. They ate all of his crops. They ate all of his vines. And that means Israel doesn't have anything. And perhaps now that Israel hasn't gotten any food or wine, well, maybe they'll turn back to God. That's the reason for this judgment, to get them to repent. Verse 7, it has laid waste my vines and splintered my fig trees. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. And so the locusts chewed everything that was worth anything. They chewed anything that was worth anything off the branches, and then they threw the bare branches away. Verse 8. Lament like a virgin, girded with sackcloth, for the bridegroom of her youth. God says, He says, cry like a girl who never had a child with her husband who is now dead. In other words, Israel, you've lost something. You've lost something very important. You have bad where there could have been good because of your sin. It's time to weep over it. It's time to feel bad over it and quit denying that it's real and that it is a consequence of your sin. 10. The fields are laid waste. The ground mourns because the grain is destroyed. The wine fails. The oil languishes. Anything that could have been offered to God was consumed by the locust as well. They don't even have any offerings to give God now. 11. Be confounded, O tillers of the soil. Wail, O vine dressers. For the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The seeds that have been planted did not become food. The farmers worked. They worked hard, but it was all for nothing. The curse of sin was rolling across the land of Israel in high gear, and it would not stop until they repented. 12. The vine withers. The fig tree languishes. Pomegranate, palm, and apple, all the trees of the field are withered, and gladness fails from the sons of men. No one is happy. They have all lost their food. Their own sin has destroyed the good life that God had given them. 13. Gird on sackcloth and lament, O priest. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Go in, pass the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, because cereal offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. The priests could not do their job. They couldn't offer anything to God because there wasn't anything to offer. Nothing grew. God doesn't want the offerings of the wicked, so he left them with nothing to offer. 14. Sanctify a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry to the Lord. In other words, if they want things to change, they better get serious about God. And fasting and prayer is a good place to start. 15. Alas, for the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it comes. He says, the day of the Lord is near. The day of the Lord is a phrase often used in Scripture. It refers to times when God intervenes in the history of man. He intervenes in the history of the world, and it often refers to divine judgment for sin, like with the locust here. But it also can refer to the last day, the day of the Lord, when God breaks through into history and does something special. Usually, judgment. 16. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The food supplies were destroyed by the locusts. That should have been a warning light. That should have set off an alarm that all is not well between them and God. 17. The seed shrivels under the clods. The storehouses are desolate. The granaries are ruined because the grain has failed. And so the locust destroyed all vegetation. But many seeds didn't even sprout because of a terrible drought. So there was the locust and the drought. And it was bad. We know it was bad. Look at 18. How the beasts groan. The herds of cattle are perplexed because there is no pasture for them. Even the flocks of sheep are dismayed, and that's a sure sign that things were horrible. The sheep are usually the last animals to suffer the effects of a drought because they will scratch out the roots of plants and eat them, at least eat the roots. But things were so bad that even the sheep were in trouble, so you know they were bad. 19. Unto thee, O Lord, I cry, for fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and flame has burned all the trees of the field. Even the wild beasts cry to thee, because the water brooks are dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. And of course, the fire danger is highest when there is a severe drought. Locust, drought, and wildfires were God's judgment on Israel's sin. Rebellion doesn't pay. Sin comes with a heavy price. And that is the message of chapter 1. We'll pick it up in chapter 2 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.